This is a podcast from the BBC.
It's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Some rumoured spottings of actual Beyoncé in Cardiff. Hear how people described the internet in 1997. I found the best beginner's guide. The most talkative caller ever on Bangers. And describe yourself in three words to see if you would get on Love Island. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. This is Scott. Hope you're good today. You all right, Chris?
I am good, yes. Yes.
So, that was Beyoncé. She is playing the Principality Stadium in Cardiff tomorrow. And I retweeted this earlier. It's actually from one of my favourite Twitter accounts called I Loves the Diff. And it's like good stuff about Cardiff. And it's a video of Beyoncé getting out of the local taxi company, Dragon Taxis. But they've obviously sent like a van because it's Beyoncé. Like, you know, like the slightly bigger ones?
Yeah.
With the sliding door. And there she is getting out of the van. Just opposite Lloyd's Bar there in Cardiff City Centre. I imagine roads are starting to be closed in Cardiff about now. Can you imagine being so famous that roads have to be closed for you?
So in the video that you showed me, there's paps there and everything.
Yeah, there's people taking photos.
Which would suggest that they've followed this taxi around.
Yeah.
Right, so what's she doing around there?
Well, she's arriving for the gig tomorrow night.
Okay.
Matt Johnson off the TV's been on, going she'll be off to Tiger later for sure. I'm not sure about that.
It wasn't Prince and Lloyd's then, was it?
I don't think so, but that's maybe she's staying near there, whatever. But
it is quite nice when you arrive in an area to be able to walk through, isn't it? And just have a little look at the, you know, what's going on locally.
Yeah. I wanted to know if there have been any other sightings of Beyoncé in Cardiff. Someone says she was spotted staggering out of Retro last night at 2 a.m. heading for a kebab. No real. That's Ash on Twitter. Kathy on Twitter says she was down Chippy Alley last night getting a chip butty. Jay-Z ordered a Savaloy. Also not true, but if there are any genuine spottings, let me know. I love it when a massive international megastar comes to town, you know, and all the rumours that go with it.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Rich.
Hello.
Is it true you've seen Beyoncé's carpet?
Oh, I have indeed. I'm a lucky boy.
What colour was it?
It's black.
I've never seen black carpet before.
Is this so? You delivered this? I suppose you can't give too many details. You've delivered this to the stadium that Beyoncé's performing in, yeah?
That's right. Yes. Her changing room is the home changing room.
Okay.
Good.
TMI maybe. But.
Thank you. And why is she ordering new carpet? Do you reckon she has new carpet everywhere she goes?
Everywhere
definitely.
She goes.
Of course she does. It's Beyoncé. She can do whatever she likes.
So it's your job to deliver it today, was it?
It was indeed.
How big is it?
It's 100 square metres exactly.
Oh, right. So that'd be freshly laid right now.
Imagine having the power just to be able to put whatever you want in your dressing room like that.
I reckon she
It'd
gets a
wicked.
Brand new toilet every time as well.
Definitely.
Of course. Thanks, Rich.
Scott Mills.
This is mad information I'm getting through now. Imagine every time you needed to use a toilet, it had never been used before. That's blowing my mind.
Mm. Yeah, completely fresh loo.
And they would have put like brand new paper on it. Do you know when you go into a hotel and they've made it clear that it's been sanitised?
Yes.
You say about a new toilet, says this person. I worked at Rock City in Nottingham. Installed a brand new toilet for Steven Seagal.
Wow.
That's mad. Someone claims to have installed a brand new toilet for Adele when she was on tour.
That's crazy. So after the toilet has been used or not used at the gig, does it stay there or does it travel on to the next venue? I assume not. I assume there's a different loo at every venue.
I think it's a different loo in every venue.
So what happens to that toilet?
I don't know.
I don't know if it just stays or if...
Oh, I reckon it stays, but once Beyoncé's used it, then everyone else can have a go. Do you know what I mean?
Amazing.
But she has to be first.
Yeah.
I know as well that they, if artists are on tour for any amount of time, they install like a state-of-the-art gym everywhere they go. So whoever will turn up, let's say, I don't know, Sam Smith, Adele or whatever, will turn up, Ed Sheeran will turn up, and there will be a full purpose-built gym there for them, ready to go.
That's quality.
Whatever location in the world.
Scott Mills.
Okay, breaking news out of Cardiff. Katie, you spotted Beyoncé, right?
Well, I haven't seen her myself, but the rumour is she was spotted in Tesco's earlier this week.
Which one?
Oh, one of the ones in Cardiff, so I'm guessing it could be any of them. There are sort of like two little Tesco's in the city, so I'm guessing one of the small ones.
I reckon the one next to St David's.
I reckon that went to her. Apparently she was really dressed down, like no makeup, tracky bottoms, probably a basket in hand. Who knows what she was buying?
She does have a song called 7-Eleven, doesn't she? Isn't that the name of a shop as well?
Oh, possibly. I know she has a song, but I don't know if it's the name of a shop.
Why would she be in Tesco, though? Where do you hear this from?
I hear this from someone at the train station. Apparently one of his colleagues saw her.
It must be true. I see you in Tesco, Tesco.
So it's just someone at the train station's like, yeah, she was definitely in there.
Apparently so, but it would be absolute scenes if she was in there. I think it would be amazing if Beyonce was in Tesco.
Hey, why do you think she was in there? What was she buying?
Oh, I reckon definitely the vegan sandwich range. Gotta be 100%.
Or maybe some lemonade. Sorry, that was really rough.
Scott Mills.
Going back to what you were saying about it being weird for Beyonce to be shopping in, like, Sainos or Tesco's or whatever, she must have to go. Like, thinking about this, there must be times that even she has to go and just get something from the local shop, right?
No, real.
Beyonce, must be.
No, Beyonce will never go to a shop. And she wouldn't have bought anything for herself for years.
Impossible. Think about
True.
It. What if you run out of toilet roll or... actually, all right, so fine, someone can stock up on the toilet roll, but what about those times you just want some skips or something?
Someone will
Do you know
go.
What I mean? Because you can't
go.
Always plan those moments.
Well, no, you just tell someone and then they appear. True.
So you're saying someone goes out to these kind of shops
at that
for
level,
her.
At that level of celebrity, imagine if she was in suddenly, like, a Metro store or whatever. Like, there would be absolute chaos.
Must
you
happen. Must
Doesn't
happen.
Happen.
Must happen.
Even at the height of their fame, I spoke to Niall, One Direction. I was like, when was the last time you went to a shop? He's like, I can't remember.
No, but that's a lie, isn't it? That's just to try and make yourself sound more famous.
No, because he wouldn't do that. They can't go to shops.
So are you saying she gives a shopping list? Because even that is no, quite funny, isn't it?
All of the people around her will already know what she wants. There won't need to be a shopping list. I remember... back to Niall again, he was saying that he really wanted to go out shopping in Sydney and they were like, absolutely not. So you're in like a great city, maybe you're on tour or something, can't go out. So you're literally just stuck in the hotel, like
even if you just
in the hotel.
Need something, that's what I'm saying.
No, I wouldn't risk it. Is that blowing your mind?
I find that hard to believe, to be honest.
Yeah.
I reckon there'll be someone listening right now who works for like one of these mini supermarkets who will have spotted someone like not like rubbish famous. I'm saying like super famous because it must happen.
Right. See, at Big Weekend, remember, someone saw Sam Smith and Burger King at the services.
This is what I'm saying.
Beyonce would not happen. Absolutely not.
Scott Mills.
You see, you're so wrong in what you're saying in that like super, super famous people always send people out to go to the shops for them and that kind of thing.
They do.
It's not true. Because sometimes it just doesn't work like that. You might have a last minute craving or urge. Let's say you want to go to Mackie D's for some chips or something. You can't send someone
I'll
to go
send
do
my
that.
Assistant.
No, but you can't because by the time they come back, they're going to taste awful. Those things have like a 2-minute shelf life, don't they?
Okay, well,
so you
will,
have to get them fresh.
I'll be moved nearer to the said branch so that they can be with me quicker from my assistant.
It's not... Honestly, Scott, you'd be surprised.
Hello, Pete.
Hello. How you doing, boys? All right?
Yeah, are you saying that mega famouses do go shopping?
They do indeed, yeah. We had Drake come into one of our high street branches last year to buy some fruit pastels and a pack of refreshers, I believe it was.
Drake did not buy fruit pastels.
Drake did indeed buy fruit pastels and refreshers from my staff.
This is great. And are you being serious as well? This isn't like a lookalike
or something? No, wind up. He was I believe he was performing in Birmingham and he was over to see, do you know, Georgia Smith?
Yeah.
She lives, or her family lives kind of close to one of our shops, and they popped in and...
I want to say pictures or it didn't happen, but there are pictures available, are there?
There is pictures available, yeah. I believe I'll send you one through.
And this is one of the main supermarkets, or is it like a little kind of mini version of?
It's a mini version of, yeah.
See,
like a local.
What's happened there is he's got a craving for something, very last minute. You can't always send the assistant. It must happen.
For some reason, though, I still think that is... It's not, but I still think that Beyonce is on the next level.
So you want someone more famous than Drake to be spotted?
I think I do.
What is wrong with you?
Because loads of people are going, I've seen David Beckham. Yeah, I can believe that.
You're not bothered, though.
I'm not bothered. Beyonce, it wouldn't happen.
Scott Mills.
Can I bring a little show and tell to proceedings, please? That'd be all right.
Sneaky one.
Yeah, I haven't really run this by anyone, but here we are. Every now and again, one of us discovers something which I want to share with you, and you may not have seen it before. This is really old, but I've only just come across it. I've never seen this before, never heard it before in my life.
Okay.
Okay. So, they did, in 1997, a thing called the Kids Guide to the Internet. This is when the internet was shiny and new.
Right.
People didn't know about it.
Okay, so this is when it was costing you large coin to be on the internet. It was like taking up the phone line sort of time.
Yeah. And if someone was on the landline at the same time, you would drop off.
Right. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So do you want to hear the theme? The theme is my favourite bit of it.
Okay.
Okay. Here is the Kids Guide to the Internet, 1997. Enjoy.
On your mark, get set. We're riding on the internet. Cyberspace set free. Hello, virtual reality.
Hello.
Interactive appetite. Searching for a website. A window to the world. Got to get online. Take a spin. Now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Did she say in the first bit that we're riding on the internet? Did I hear that right?
You're with the cyber set. You're now surfing on the internet.
She sounds cool.
She's really cool. And never has a truer phrase been spoken by any child anywhere than this.
Now that I've gotten on the internet, I'd rather be on my computer than doing just about anything.
Than doing anything.
Yeah.
And now look.
Now look at the world.
Right. And the script itself is exceptional, and it's packed full of lol jokes.
Okay, guys, the first thing that you need to know is that the internet is amazing, and it's changing every day. Once you've learned how to get online yourselves, you'll start seeing web pages everywhere. TV shows have them, schools, Disney World, even the White House.
What's a web page? Something ducks walk on?
Ha ha, very funny. No, it's the name of the different sites you can look up on the internet.
Imagine.
Bear in mind, these kids are running the world now.
They are.
Like, just for a bit of context here. Mm. Oh, yeah. I love the internet noise that would always be in the background whenever someone talked about the internet as well. It's always the internet music.
Imagine being able to use the internet to speak to the President of the United States of America. Imagine that just for a second. You're going to have to imagine it because I can't play the clip. Hello?
And the kids, so...
I got it.
Want to write a letter to President Clinton?
Would he answer us?
I bet he would.
Let's tell him how much we love the internet and that he should try to get more computers for our schools.
But how do we even look up the White House?
You type www.whitehouse.gov.
Simple.
There we go.
Remember.
On your mark, get set. We're riding on the internet.
Say riding.
Cyberspace. Hello, virtual reality.
Hello.
Interactive appetite. Searching for a website. A window to the world. Got to get online. Take a spin. Now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Hey.
Scott Mills.
We're looking back on the early days of the internet. Imagine back then being poor Pete Tong when he had to tell you how to get in contact with us here at Radio 1.
https://www.bbcnc.org.uk/bbctv/radio1/p/tong/index:/html. I know it doesn't make sense, but if you've got a computer and you're out there on the internet, you will understand what I mean.
Who is going to do that?
Simple.
Before that, which we didn't play, he goes, I hope you've got a paper and pen handy. Right, so back to this thing I've literally just found. I don't know how it took so long. The Kids Guide to the Internet, 97. Here's the mum in the family telling us what she likes to look up on the internet, although I'm not entirely convinced her husband only uses it for stocks and shares. See what you think.
Well, I'm sure your folks will get it for you soon enough. I know we just love it. The kids are on it all the time between their homework and games, and I use it for new recipes and gardening tips, and Mr. Jameson gets up-to-the-minute stock reports, and I could go on and on.
Sure, John. The net. What?
See you on the net. Call me the minute you get an email address.
Okay.
And Andrew, we can play interactive games on the net together.
Yes.
The net. Now, this sounds like the kind of party that I would like to go to.
As a parent, I've never been happier than when my children ask their friends over for an internet computer party.
Whoop.
This is how it started.
An internet computer party. Never happened.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Jamie.
Hi, chaps. How are you?
All right, yes. Jamie.
Okay, so you're 24, you're in Dorset, and you've got the dream evening planned.
Yeah, you know it. So I've never watched Love Island until last night. Stayed up late, you know, and I'm hooked. I've seen an hour and a half of it. I love it.
Right, you see, this is what's happened. Like, the first episode last night got more than the finale last year because there's such a buzz around it.
I bloody love it.
It's becoming a phenomenon, but you'd never seen it before, no?
Honestly, I'm telling you, if a year ago me had said, oh, Jamie, you're going to watch Love Island, I'd have bullied the old me. New me, I've seen this once. I'm hooked. I can't. I'm counting down the hours, mate.
I'd
actually think I'd love to see you on Love Island at the moment.
I've applied and applied, you know. But to be fair, though, I'm nervous already for this. I don't think I'll actually make it on the telly. You know, I've got a voice of radio, my face not cut off for the telly.
Right, OK. Do you stop talking or...?
No, not often.
You're amazing. You're amazing.
Have you got a girlfriend at the moment?
A mile an hour. Yeah, I have got a girlfriend, yeah.
OK, so why would you go on Love Island?
Well, you know, a bit of publicity...
I'm interested to know how many people, and this is the terrible thing, like when they were going through the contestants last night, I'm sure one of them, I might have misheard, said that she'd applied 3 months before.
Yeah.
Or 6 months before, that was it. Or something like it, overlapping with the time that she would have been with her boyfriend.
You've applied a year ago, haven't you? So she must have applied while she had a boyfriend.
That was it. She applied 6 months ago, but broke up with her boyfriend 3 months ago.
So, despite having a girlfriend, you would still go on Love Island for the publicity, Jamie?
Absolutely. You know, I think she'd be cool with it.
And has your girlfriend... Have you spoke to her about that?
No, I've not run it by her yet, but this is me running it by her now. So if she's listening, I'm probably going to be on Love Island next year.
Right, well, you're doing so well for yourself.
Thanks.
This show is going to be so good for everyone's bank balance because everyone's going to be staying in. Okay, Jamie, this is what I've got for you today. This is my banger. A song, Christina Aguilera, Fighter.
Good choice.
Nothing like a Tuesday power ballad.
I don't think we've had this on Bangers before as well. It's feisty, I like it. I've gone for an aggressive approach on Bangers today. My tune is this. This is a huge Kanye song. This is Power.
Both very, very good choices today, Jamie.
Well, you told me this was bangers. Only one of them's a banger. It's an obvious one, really. Let's be honest, you know. And it's going to have to be Kanye West, Power, and that's going to be a song I walk out to on Love Island next year.
Yes, mate. Go on, Jamie. I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to
it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. One. Quick mic check before we begin.
Have a mic check.
Okay, Michael Sheen.
Michael Flanders.
Who's that? This is Greg James from the That's What He Said podcast. Listen, you're going to play the role of an alien.
Oh.
Who's just landed on Earth.
Okay.
Ask me the question, I can tell you about the podcast. In English.
I wouldn't be able to speak English.
Play along.
From the distant planet of Albion.
Try and bring it to life.
Comes to the point. To ask you about the Greg James podcast.
Right, good. The Greg James That's What He Said podcast is available now from wherever you get your podcasts from.
I get them from my own brain.
This is not working.
One. Well, that's a pretty bad way to start the conversation. At the end of the day, God, now I'm killing this.
Kanye West, that is a good one by him. And there aren't many complaints. I've got to tell you, most people wanted that one today. Power on BBC Radio 1. And thank you very much to Jamie there. You can see him walking out to that track on Love Island next year.
I like him.
He truly believes that's going to happen.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
On Love Island last night, all the girls said the same thing when asked what kind of guy they might be looking for.
So what's your type?
I go for tall, dark and handsome.
I think every girl says that.
It was a running theme throughout the show.
Describe for me your ideal guy.
Tall, dark and handsome.
They all said tall, dark and handsome. Who?
There's never a go-to other version, is there?
No. That can't be the only three things that all girls go for. What about short, fat and funny?
Yeah. But no? Very funny. Like, yeah. Real emphasis on the funny there.
So I'm going to get some of you on to describe yourself in three words and let's see if you're Love Island compatible. It's coming soon.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Right, what's all this about a rumour of Jack Maynard going into the villa?
Oh, I don't know.
Right, no, I just want normal people, please.
Is that even a rumour or is that just him pretending that he was going in? Oh, whatever.
But yeah, I just want normal people who are looking for love. That's what I want. Also, I see that Caroline Flack's fiancé, what's his name, Andrew Brady, he's going out there for 8 weeks to be with her.
Why not?
Get a job.
Wow, you could say that about anyone. People could say that about you. Or me.
This is my job, Chris.
Yeah, I know. Look, I'm aware it's our job, but a lot of people would say it's not a proper job, is it?
Yeah, but I'm doing something every day.
Well, are you saying Caroline Flack's job is not a job?
No, but what's he doing? Sunbathing, not a job.
All right. Well, I don't think Caroline Flack's doing all that much out there.
I just like fair play to anyone that's got 8 weeks to spare with not doing any work.
Yeah. Enjoy it.
Enjoy.
Enjoy life. Back to these descriptions of people.
Yeah.
There's loads coming in.
A lot. So all the girls last night said that this was their type.
So what's your type?
I go for tall, dark and handsome.
I think every girl says that.
Every girl says that. Can that be true? Like, that's not the only type of guy, you know?
No.
So I want you to describe yourself in three words and let's see if you would pass the Love Island test next.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
I'm still well into the Australian Love Island, by the way. Last night they had a kissing task called #Peshtag. Which one are you going to pesh?
So what's your plan now? Keep across both of them?
Well, they're like literally next door to each other. It's happening in the same location. I can see a point where they all swap contestants with the Australian one. That would be awesome. More Australians on TV, the better. Loads of people are texting in three words to describe themselves to see if they would get on Love Island. Martin from Weybridge. Yeah, that is three words. But why have you just put your name and where you're from? Okay, Ben, would you describe yourself in three words, please?
Takeaway pizza connoisseur.
Takeaway pizza connoisseur is good.
It is three words. You're not describing yourself with those words individually, are you? Like, you are a pizza, you are take. That wouldn't really work. No, it's all three together.
It's all three together. I just think I'd like to see more people go on there who are not eating fresh avocados on toast and want a meat-based pizza every now and again.
People with a little bit of weight on them would be nice, wouldn't it?
I mean, just a middle-aged lorry driver, something like that, something better than the average Love Island contestant, I suppose.
Yeah, but that's my problem with it, is, like, if someone is seriously funny, like, has the best personality in the world, he will be able to get anyone, right, I would assume.
Yeah.
Isn't that what people are told?
Well, that's right. I think they're the best contestants. The funny ones always do the best on it anyway.
Yeah, but would anyone watch it if it wasn't just fit people?
Be more real. It'd be more real to real life.
Seeing as it's so popular, why don't they do it twice a year? Once with all the fitties and twice with the people who, you know, look a bit more kind of realistic.
Exactly, that'd be great. I mean, I might have a chance of getting on then.
Right, that's what I mean. There's a whole load of us that will never get on there.
Never. Literally never.
Also, they do have quite good personalities as well. It's quite engaging. Do you not think there's room later in the year for like a hate island? Opposite of Love Island, you know?
What happens in that?
Use your imagination. It's
well, just people that are horrible.
Yeah, it's just a lot of hate. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's
The people that don't like each other, and the aim is to be the last man standing or woman standing.
Ben, if you were in Love Island, do you want to know what it would sound like?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay, here we go.
So what's your type?
My type is takeaway pizza connoisseur.
Every girl says that.
Every girl says it.
See, that'd be excellent. I mean, I reckon I'd win hands down.
David, what are you saying? Describe yourself in three words.
Absolutely massive forehead.
Yeah, none of the girls said that, did they?
Funny enough, no. They're missing out.
Have you got like five head situation, is it?
It's basically a tribute to the fact that I've lost all of my hair, Scott.
That's really nice. The idea as well that after you said that, all the girls there be going, yeah, really? Yeah.
I've got a lot going for me.
Let's reenact if that had happened on Love Island.
So what's your type?
I'd go for absolutely massive forehead.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah. No, you don't hear that.
Thank you, David. Has he gone?
No.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. I think very excited breathing might have been more apt for David. Yeah.
Scott Mills.
What do you think people love about this show so much, Love Island? Because it's basically Big Brother.
Yeah, it's a good point. I think
what is it?
Well, there's a lot of hype around this series. I think the last series was good.
But what is it that makes people love it so much?
You know what? I think it's... I think it's like escapism.
Yeah. But then so is Big Brother, and that's not really working anymore.
Yeah.
It's just the new thing.
No,
right?
I know what you mean.
I don't get quite what it is.
Big Brother is, it's like literally as people asleep on the sofa, isn't it? It's not as exciting.
It was.
Was it?
Great stuff used to happen on Big Brother.
But was it great stuff? Like, when you look back at what the drama was on Big Brother, it was a bit...
It was a bit good. Lame.
No, it wasn't. It was like passing notes and stuff.
No, that was... It was like when everyone started...
Everyone was losing their heads over that.
Like, there's been some amazing Big Brother moments. So many. But yeah, I get it. I think a lot of it is the hype. That was 5 seconds of summer in Youngblood. So they're in the live lounge next Tuesday. Oh, God. Oh, no, it's a good thing. I'm just saying it's the first time that we will have seen them since we pranked them bad.
Oh, of course, yeah. Well, at least they're coming back.
Awkward.
Scott Mills.
You know this German track we're about to play by EO?
Yeah.
Well, not everyone can afford a German whip. So a YouTuber called Z-Boy has done a different, more realistic version.
My squad chilling in the Corsa. Got that bass line kicking in the Corsa. And my sauce is dripping in the Corsa. And I just love whipping in my Corsa. In a Corsa, in a Corsa. Sticking to the speed limit because I got a black box. In a Corsa, in a Corsa. Sticking to the speed limit because I got a black box. Really want a German, but I can't afford it. So just know I'm saving all the P that I can put towards it. And the price is offensive. Insurance is expensive. If I had the money, man, you know I would have bought it. Oh well. At least I got a car. I know someone that got gym and they have to walk far. I mean, the actual gym thing ain't really too hard, but the journey to the gym's been very long like the show.
Z-Boy says I'm too broke to be affording an actual German, so I made an anthem for all the Corsa drivers out there instead. Way more relatable.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Christina, Ain't No Other Man on BBC Radio 1. I've just witnessed the most phenomenal dancing. What was that?
I well like it. I see this quite often when people dance and they kind of put their hands in front and then just shake really quickly.
Maybe it doesn't look like that.
No?
No. I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? It's like arms up,
yeah.
Chest out a bit, and then just shake
it. Please don't ever do that again. Please, promise me.
Oh,
please.
Hot.
There's always one person that takes everything a bit too seriously, even if it's a parody. Michael in Newcastle, I love you, but you're taking it too serious. German cars are just as cheap as a Corsa, if not cheaper. I drive a Skoda, which is German. Thanks, Michael. Hey, Maria in Cambridge, who says, yes, Christina, give me an extra sass boost as I finish work. It's true, it just gives you that little bit of extra... Mm-mm.
I would have liked to have heard Car Wash as well, especially after all the car chat.
Scott Mills.
Oh, I don't care where Skodas are from. All the tuna melts texting in going, check.
No, okay, I think they're people trying to help you.
Oh, I see, sorry.
In response to the person that you are doing the voice like this for.
I don't know what's wrong with me today. I'm being really...
Stop having a go at people listening.
I'm just literally having a go at everyone today.
Doesn't help.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1 or just hit subscribe on this podcast. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.